Thank you, Otis.
All right. Welcome. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting. Date is April 20th. Time?
April 23rd.
April 23rd, time 7:37 Central Time. We're calling this meeting to order, and we ask the Secretary to call roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Good. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, WPFW listener. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener.
Here.
All right. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
Okay. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
All right. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
All right. Ron Pinchbeck, WPFW staff.
Here.
Okay. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Present.
All right. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Okay. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener.
Here.
Okay. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Present.
All right. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener. Akio Tanaka, KPFA listener.
Thank you.
All right. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Here.
All right. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, WPFW listener. Not here yet. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Not here yet. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener, requested an excused absence. All right, we have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We'd like to acknowledge, and you may acknowledge your presence by saying present or here, Interim Executive Director Lydia Young.
Here.
Interim Chief Financial Officer Anita Sims.
Here.
Parliamentarian John Tatum.
Here.
That business hasn't been concluded. The agenda is printed. It's been presented to you by our able secretary. Thank you for getting it out to us. And we start now with excused absences, as I've only heard one. Madam Secretary, do you have any additional excused absences besides Alex?
I don't believe I do. Let me just take another check.
I do not.
Just Alex.
Okay. Therefore, I will entertain a motion to excuse Mr. Alex Steinberg.
So be it, Lawrence.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. Our next item is to identify timekeepers. And as our chair often don't have to, I don't want everybody to jump on each other volunteering. So I'll take a list of those who are being quite facetious. Timekeepers for the speaker's time. Going one. Twice.
Okay, Ralph here. Not there.
All right, Ralph. Thank you for joining.
Thank you, Ralph.
You know, Ralph is.
How are you?
Yes.
All right. Now I got the gavel going on the timekeeper. No one's done volunteer.
I'm just a chair.
Okay, Ralph.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Somebody else calling here?
Yeah, I've got you down, Ralph, for the 90-second time.
Okie doke.
90 seconds, the speaker.
Mr.
And
Chair,
now,
Paulina, may I be recognized?
Go right ahead.
I'll volunteer for the item timekeeping.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for stepping up to bat. Now we're able to move to approve the agenda. Item number two. I guess you can start now, Paulina, with 5 minutes. I believe we're at the quarter of the hour.
Thank you.
If anyone has any objections to approving the agenda as printed, going once, going twice, so item four. Filling in P&B director seat on national committees.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Minutes approval comes next.
Well, let's do the minutes approval. Has anyone have any additions to the minutes? Anyone have any subtractions from the minutes? Anyone have any issues with the minutes? Hearing no objection. Item number four. Filling in the P&B director seats, and I'll let the secretary speak to that. 5 minutes.
Okay. Each station is entitled to one director seat on each national committee. The following committees have one missing representative. Okay, there's no one from KPFT on the governance committee. Would anyone like to nominate themselves or another person for the governance committee from KPFT? Okay, I guess that will have to be a vacant seat. If anyone would like to be on that committee from KPFT, please let us know at some time. Now, the audit committee is missing somebody from KPFA. Would anyone from KPFA like to be on the audit committee?
I'd like to nominate Tom Voorhees.
Okay, Tom, would you like to be on the audit committee from KPFA?
Tom D. Klein.
Okay, anyone else from KPFA like to be on the audit committee?
Madam Secretary, Chair, I'd like to be recognized. Lawrence?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Sabina Jacobs for the audit committee from KPFA.
I'm already on several, so thank you for the nomination. I'm already on several committees. Actually, I'm not sure which ones I'm on, but we haven't gotten any printout or final as far as who's on what committee. So, yeah, I'd like to see that as well. Thank you.
It's in the set of minutes that were just approved.
Right, and I didn't get that email. I just sent an email to Otis. For some reason, I haven't received any emails from P&B at Pacifica P&B at Pacifica email list. For some reason, I was kicked off. I didn't get any of that information. So that would be, I'd like to find out what's going on with that as well.
Okay, sorry. All right, all now right. Next, just so anybody else want to step up or nominate somebody from KPFA for the audit committee? All right, hearing nobody, that seat will be vacant. If sometime in the future somebody from KPFA wants to be on the audit committee, they can step up. Strategic planning, we have nobody but from strategic planning from KPFT, except for Dwayne, who has that seat on that committee by virtue of the fact that he's the vice chair. Would anyone else from the from KPFT like to be on the strategic planning committee?
This is Lyndon. I'll take the seat.
Very good. Any other nominations? All right, Lyndon, you're now appointed to the Strategic Planning Committee. And the last one we have is programming. Needs somebody from WBAI. Would anyone like
to be recognized? Yeah, I'd like to be recognized, Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
When we were doing committee nominations, I had nominated Ralph Pointer. I don't know if he's still available, Ralph.
Ralph, are you on the call? I believe Ralph is on the call.
I was on mute. Yes. I'm available.
Oh, thank very you, good. All right. Ralph is appointed then to the Programming Committee, National Programming Committee, unless somebody else would like to nominate another person instead or as well. Hearing nobody, Ralph Pointer is now appointed to the Programming, National Programming Committee. And that's it.
Okay, Madam Secretary, I'll go ahead and volunteer for the Governor's Committee from KPFT.
Okay, very good.
All right.
So we have only one person missing then from, and that's somebody from on the Audit Committee from KPFA. That's the only vacancy then. Very good.
Chair, can I request you ask people to put themselves on mute if they don't have the floor?
Again, you've heard the request. Please put yourselves on mute if you're not speaking or wish to speak. We hear some background noise.
Chair, this is Pauline. If I may be recognized about Grace's last comment.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at the minutes, and for the Audit Committee, I see that KPFK is Grace Aaron, CFW is Eileen Rogers, KPFT is Brendan Foley, BAI is Sean Rhodes, and KPFA is Akio Tanaka. Oh, and by the way, my timer is saying we're out of time for this agenda item unless you want to extend.
One second left, and it's up.
Well, possibly, I was wrong. Akio, are you on the Audit Committee? Or
you can put my name on there.
Okay, excellent. Very
All
good.
Right. It clears
may
that
have
up.
Been a mistake on my part. Thank you.
All right. We're at number five now. It's described as a joint IED-ICFO report and a Q&A, so this is how we'll do it. We will take questions at the end for either one or both. You have 1 minute to ask your questions, and we hope that they will be able to keep themselves within a 2 or 3 minute range of answering the questions. But we start with the IED at the financial state of the foundation as a whole.
Hi. Okay. it's stretched for sure. As we have reported in previous meetings and on the Finance Committee, obviously there are challenges throughout the network. We're certainly at some units more than others, but it has been slow ever, and in an election year, it's not unusual for nonprofits. But of course, we've been at Hello?
My apologies, Lydia. I didn't know I wasn't on mute. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So there have been these ongoing challenges, exacerbated, of course, by the COVID-19. And in an election year, what I started to say was most nonprofits have a very difficult time historically, and we were already having issues even before that. So that has not improved and has been significantly exacerbated again in some units more than others. Actually, some kind of green shoots over the COVID-19 programming at different stations. So some stations that hadn't been doing well are doing better, but certainly not at the level that we need to have a healthy situation in the foundation as a whole. To get into more specifics, I think Anita might want to chime in. And was that Chris? Was that Chris? Is he on the phone also? I mean, anybody dealing with the finances really should participate in this. And then we can get into the rest of the items. We'll illuminate and give more information relative to the financial state of the foundation as we get into unit by unit. Anita?
Yeah, I'd be happy to make some comments, Lydia. Right now, because it was really a personal goal for us that we are current with the internal financial statements. We delivered to our PMC chair, Chris Corey, the March financial statements. So we're in the process of doing a deep dive, if you will, of reviewing that. We did present February financials. I think the whole board has received a copy from Chris with some financial findings, comments on it, which are very well written. And we're working on wrapping up 2018 audit. And we also have staff working on starting 2019, doing some reconciliations and trying to get ahead of the game with that. We're hoping that we can turn this around fairly quickly as soon as the auditors can give us a timeline on it. I think I am through unless if there's any questions for me.
Okay, before we get into questions then, since the IED did open it up to Chris, the NFC chair, if he has anything to add, and then we'll go to questions for each of you if the members have such.
Dwayne, I'm in a pharmacy right now. I really need to keep my mask on. Let me circle back in a minute, okay?
Now, based on the joint report that you've just heard on the current financial matters of the foundation, I'll take a stack for any questions.
Lawrence to the stack, Chair.
Anyone else?
Paulina to the stack.
Linden to the stack.
Okay, so far I've got Lawrence, Paulina, Linden. Anyone else? Okay, let's go with Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you, Anita and Lydia and soon-to-be Chris, provide information. So my question is, as a result of us applying for the stimulus funds to the CARES Act, are we frozen in regards to looking at cutting expenses? Cutting expenses in terms of our workforce?
Well, yes. The point, there are two different loans that we have applied for. One is the PPP, which is based on the payroll, and that's the federal that came out of the CARES Act. And that one, the primary purpose of that, 75% of it, is to encourage companies to keep their workforce. So you only have like a 10% leeway there should you have furloughed somebody before you applied, that sort of thing. But the purpose is the incentive for the loan, the whole purpose of giving the loan and having it forgiven is to keep your workforce. But that doesn't prevent us from cutting in other areas. What I have been focusing on, as a matter of fact, is as I dig into various expenses is things that we should be able to cut back on. One example is that we have two storage facilities, one of which, as soon as we update our retention policy, we can probably eliminate one entire storage facility because it houses materials from many, many years ago, way beyond what we're required to keep in any reasonable retention policy that we may have. So that's one issue. We can eliminate one, but there's also has been a lot of confusion.
2 minutes are up. 2 minutes.
Okay, Lauren.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Chair?
Yes.
May I be recognized?
Yeah, go right ahead.
In as much as we are soliciting this information from the IED and from the NEDA, Anita and whatnot, I propose that we should be giving them substantially more time. You know, that the people who are asking questions is one thing, but for the people who are answering them, and this is critical information that we want, can we give them more time?
Well, member, I would want to inform you that we have allotted 1 hour and 5 minutes for this whole report, which I think is probably more than half of the time we're going to spend on the meeting. However, what we've done is a portion for the sake of discipline and for the sake of covering 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items. I think that if individuals want any more, I think we can communicate with either one of these individuals with an email for further explanation, but so that we'll be able to get through all 6 of the items. And if you guys want to change that rule, it's your pleasure. But I'm hoping that you can get the gist of the answer within 2 minutes, and you can give the question within 1 minute. And I don't believe we'll get through all 6 of these items because we're at about 5 minutes. And if you're going to extend on just this first item, we only have 5 minutes left, and I've got 2 more people on the stack. So the members can tell me their pleasure now that I've heard yours.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
I hear someone else. Okay.
This is
Mr. Chair. Was that who spoke?
This is Lydia.
I'll get to you, Lydia. Go ahead. You have the floor. Lydia.
Oh, okay. Well, some of these are being collapsed. So the number one, for example, with Lawrence's question went into the B.
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, okay. So, and I think that will probably happen throughout. May I continue with the stimulus grants?
Yes, but I do want to note the members who don't have, and I understand some of you may not have the agenda in front of you. That question did bleed into B, which is status of the stimulus or other loan grant. C is update of the 2018 audit. D is financial info for each station and unit. E is adjustment to Pacifica operations in the time of the coronavirus. And finally, bylaws balancing notice related to property tax issues. So I can see now you're probably going to wish to extend because I've had 2 other questioners, and we are 4 minutes left into this item. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, and mine's going to bleed into C, so you can add the other 10 minutes as well, or a portion of it. So the other loan, the one that we took, that we would have 30 years to pay, was very 2% something interest, and that's California, and I heard Governor Newsom today say as soon as the money is allocated as expected tomorrow that they can move, California can move forward with that. We have confirmation numbers and we have assurances from the Bank of America that we're in the queue, so we're feeling good about that. Of course, until we actually receive the money, we can't get too excited and we can't dance around the tree or something. But there are other grants that, thanks to the fact that we're getting very close to realizing a completed audit for FY 18, and I did attend the audit meeting the other day, or a portion of it anyway, and that it seems like we're almost right there. There are a couple of things that the board will need to pass as well, and then we'll be there, and then we'll be able to apply for countless grants, even though the audit may not show that we're the best deal in town, but nevertheless it would be completed grants, and it will be accompanied by a recovery plan. So we're optimistic about that, and there are other grants. In speaking to Anita today, we're both anxious to also apply for some CPB grants that are out there. There are a lot of grants that are emerging that we feel we can qualify for and certainly at the very least apply for. And so that's what we're optimistic about, because we do have a much better handle on the state of our finances and being able to explain our finances than we have been in previous audit years. So we are optimistic.
2 minutes.
Cautiously.
Where are we on time? Madam Timekeeper.
Yes, we are. We have 2 more minutes for this time for this particular agenda item.
Okay, if you have the floor.
Thank you. I will actually would like to be put on the stack for this agenda item, bullet point B, because my question is about allocation, about statements and information provided to local units. So I will not waste time myself. Go ahead.
Okay, then the next.
Dwayne?
Yes,
this is Chris.
Ahead.
Can I quickly get on the stack here? I just wanted to quickly comment that I've been trying to catch everybody up on the financial statement since we've been getting them pretty regularly from NEDA. And so I've sent 3 of them out in the last 2 weeks. The one that had the most cursory inspection, of course, was the last one. There's a procedure in the NFC for evaluating these things, and basically it's that when we receive them from NEDA, we hand them off to the treasurers of the individual units, who are supposed to review them with their general managers and report back within a timely manner so that we can make corrections and additions. And unfortunately, that system hasn't worked as well as I would like. I've gotten very little reporting back, but I just wanted to at least take the opportunity to point out that the exception to that was WBAI, who reported back on the January financials, and so I made some additions and corrections for them and or double check the figures. And so anyway, I'm hoping that this goes better in the future and that we catch more errors, but up until this point I've just been relying on the individual stations to report back, since they have a much better feel for what their operations are than I ever possibly could. So if anybody has any direct questions, they're welcome to email me about those reports. I'm more than happy to answer and reply to any questions that come in that way. Thank you.
Okay. Lyndon, you have the floor now, but I want to ask you, do you have the agenda in front of you?
Well, I don't have it in front of me.
Well, I was just getting to that to ask whether your question was only germane to the financial state of the foundation, or does it cover something else? I haven't had an interview.
No, my question has to do with the interest on the loan.
Okay, well, I think that you can ask that at any point, but we have concluded and there have been no motion to extend. So we're now at the update on the audit. And you are on the stack, but we'll go ahead and allow you to ask your question.
Do I have the floor, Dwayne?
You have the floor.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, I want to ask a question or get some enlightenment on the interest on the big loan. And from what I've read, the payments, they gave us enough cash to make 18 months of payments of interest, and that should have ended in September with the September 31st 2019 payment. And then we, from that bequeathment we had, we took $200,000 and put that into the account to also pay interest. So that would cover the December 19 of 2019, and then probably the first 2 payments of 2020, and which would leave us for September, December, and I'm not sure if we have a payment on 3/31/21 besides the totality of the loan. I just want to know if that's correct, and then we will be having to raise money for at least the September and December interest payments.
I'd be happy to answer to that.
Ahead,
yeah, I can do it. So,
making the payment?
No, but I know all the I know all the figures. Like for example,
well,
I can tell you.
I'm having a hard time, you know, finding the person who's responsible for like paying NEDA. Or, you know, so I want to go to the person
okay.
who's actually cutting the check.
All right. I'll stand down then. Thank you.
Is that to me? I don't cut checks, but an ETA cuts the checks.
Yeah, we cut the checks, but obviously that's based on whatever cash is in the account, and also with approval from Lydia. We don't, I think someone asked, you know, who pays NETA? I mean, we still, even for that, get approval from Lydia for any payment that is given to us.
Right, and the payments, anything having to do with the loan was pre-approved by the previous board, and that's in there, and we are keeping an eye on that. And just so you know, part of our application for a loan to the state of California it includes what we are referring to as a mortgage payment, and we're hoping we are able to use some of that for, to deal with that loan.
We
have 30 years. Thank you.
Grace for the stack. Sorry to interrupt.
Linda, did that answer your question?
No.
Okay, I'll give you a follow up. Make it clear.
Is in 620. June of 1920, 2020, September 2020, and December of 2020, we are going to have to collect that money out of our dues or from each station to the 65 or 70,000 each of those quarters. Is that correct?
Yes, and we passed a motion, and I think that's what Grace wants to speak to. We passed a motion on the PMB of how to do that. So maybe Grace will want to chime in with that informed member.
Grace, is that your reason for requesting the floor?
No, I wanted to put forward this motion that's on
down.
The agenda.
Stand down. Belina is next. Belina, go ahead.
Thank you. So I just wanted to circle back a little bit and ask Anita Sims if the statements, the financial statements that NETA has been providing, if those can be made public or at least shared with the financial committees, with the local station board financial committee, and how that can be achieved, because we need that on the local level to be able to work with the numbers. Otherwise, the financial committees are worthless.
Absolutely. We can share those. What has happened, they all are going directly to Chris, but we could, if we have his permission, quite frankly, send them on to all the units.
Okay. For the sake of those who are listening on the stream, I'm going to ask each of you to state your name when you speak. It's obvious who's speaking when I give them the floor. But for those of you on the team, to state your name before you respond so that people who are listening will know who's speaking.
Absolutely. Was that referred to me, Paulina Vasiliev?
You have an additional question?
Very quick follow-up. Sending the statements, the financial statements to the units, we also need to make sure that they get to the finance committees, not just the treasurers, but the finance, perhaps, just make sure that the treasurers get that to the finance committees at each station to be able to review those numbers. That's all that I had to say. And also, as your timekeeper, Mr. Chair, we're out of time for this agenda item.
Having heard no request for extensions, Grace, you're left on the vine, but you'll be able to pick it up.
Okay. This is on point C, update on the 2018 audit. Is that the agenda item that's finished?
Correct.
That's the one that's finished.
Okay,
Wait a minute, because that time is extended, but you can still do your motion. We're at D, financial info for each station and unit, but I permit you to go ahead and have the floor.
Okay. The reason that this motion is being put forward is to accelerate the completion of the 2018 audit, which there is some clear direction that the board needs to give NETA and the auditors regarding decisions we made in the past but never immortalized. So, I will read the motion. It's coming from the management team. All assets, including real estate assets, are owned by the Pacifica Foundation and can only be sold or encumbered at the direction of the Pacifica National Board. the income derived from the sale or encumbrance of any asset, including real estate assets, is recorded as national office income. Stations running their operations out of Pacifica Foundation real estate assets are responsible for maintenance and local property tax costs for the property they are occupying, just as stations that are running their operations out of rented facilities are responsible for the payment of the rent. The National Board negotiated and completed a settlement with the Empire State Realty Trust. The National Board needed to raise money to fulfill this settlement and did so by approving the sale of the National Office Building at 1921-1925 Martin Luther King Jr. Way, Berkeley, California, and by taking out a loan collateralized by the three other Pacifica Foundation-owned properties in Los Angeles, Berkeley, and Houston. It was and is the clear intent of the Pacifica National Board to have the National Office assume all liability associated with the settlement with the Empire State Realty Trust, including all related expenses, loan interest, fees, and principal payments. The Pacifica National Board charges the National Finance Committee to present a plan to apportion an equitable payment schedule for loan interest payments to all Pacifica radio station units. This plan will then be reviewed by the PNB and either approved, revised, or sent back to the NFC. The Pacifica National Board directs NETA to enter all proceeds from the sale of 1921-1925 MLK Way in 2018 as income to the National Office in a gain loss from sale of asset account. Let me get the next page. I'm sorry. Further, the PNB directs NETA to remove any and all expenses related to the ESRT settlement and any supporter loan or $3.2 million loan expenses related to the settlement from WBAI's books in 2018, 2019, and moving forward. It is noteworthy that the $3.2 million loan and ESRT settlement reset the allocation of transactions and assets for accounting purposes.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence, I'm going to need a second on this.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, Chair.
It's coming. Okay. Hang on a second. This is coming.
I object.
This is coming from the This is coming from the management
team. This is Eileen to the staff.
Eileen, I got you on the staff. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary.
Okay. All right. This is coming from the management team, and as such, Alex and myself and Dwayne are putting this forward, so I don't believe it needs a second. But it's
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Okay,
yeah, I just thank you, Chair. So I just think even if it's coming from the management team, it should be seconded by a director that's not affiliated with the management team. With all due respect, so I'd like to second the resolution.
I accept your
second what Lawrence said.
Accept your explanation.
Absolutely. I agree.
Now, we are at a point of discussion.
Don't forget me.
Okay, that's the discussion part. Go ahead, Eileen.
Yes, I object to this because there's a lot of information in that motion that I was not able to catch. I don't have it in written format, and I would want to have it and have some time to digest it, especially in the context of ongoing discussion about, among some of the financial people involved in all this, about how and where some of these items should be booked. I would not want to approve such a motion and set anything in stone until I had time to look at it. And that's
Chair,
my recommendation for everyone.
As the second of the motion,
as I also, I will express my dismay that this wasn't even run by the audit committee at all, in the person of me, the chair. Thank you.
We got it.
Agreed.
Now, having heard one again, I'd like to entertain one for the motion.
This is Lawrence.
This is Grace. Point of information.
And what is the request for the information?
I'd like to give some information.
Go
and
right
that's
here.
That I am sorry that this was put on the agenda and so late, but it was sent out on the agenda and in a motion just before the meeting, about 10
minutes. Well, that's not adequate.
Agreed, not adequate.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's keep the quorum. We've gone pretty good up to this point. Let's keep the quorum. And I have a stack, and that stack only includes Lawrence. Does anyone else want to speak for or against the motion?
Nancy?
I would like to.
Okay,
Mr. Chair, this is Chris Corey. Can I have the floor for just a moment?
Oh, hold on. I've got Lawrence, are you speaking for or against?
I'm speaking for.
Okay, Nancy, you're speaking for or against?
Against.
All right. Chris, I've got you speaking for or against?
I was going to suggest that this should be referred to audit.
Okay, well, that's not appropriate right now.
It isn't.
Lawrence,
I can't move that it's
referred
to audit.
Yeah, it, is,
audit.
And then we'll it have, is appropriate.
Well, I think it's not appropriate. And as chair, I think it will be appropriate when you get the floor and you have the opportunity to make such a motion. That
yeah, okay. Stop grandstanding,
okay?
Please.
All right, thanks.
Wasting time. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Ms. Former Chair. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Yeah, I'd like to just constructively admonish the management team for not providing this information. It's something that I've been critical about information coming out of the management team with very little time to digest it and to process it. And I also like to admonish Ms. Jacobs for making such a statement about grandstanding and stuff like that when somebody's just trying to facilitate a meeting. So I am for this motion because the historical process in Pacifica is to it has vilified as a result of the misinformation campaign that took place leading up to the shutdown of WBAI. And this provides verifying, clarifying information as to what the financial situation was that led up to that shutdown. So that's why, and also because it has been the historical practices of this board to do things haphazardly and not verify information. So that's why I urge support for this motion. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Nancy, you have the floor.
Okay. I think it's important that the booking of these expenses reflect, you know, what happened. I would like to postpone voting on this motion so we can actually understand how that booking is affecting, for instance, the rent that was owed by WBAI during a certain period of time, how that's represented different from the settlement. And so I'm making a motion to postpone this at least until after we hear from Anita on, you know, how we can, how this is different from how we currently do it, and how we can represent the how we can represent what actually happened. I'm not completely against this motion, but I think it needs to possibly be amended, and we need some time to do that. And we need to hear from Anita about good accounting practices, about how things are booked, and how our accounting system works and all of that before we can make an intelligent vote on this.
And this is Lydia to respond also.
Well, I heard a motion, but I haven't heard a second. And I'm going to
I second it.
I'm going to ask the member to comport herself to the lessons that we've learned in the last year from our parliamentarian, that when you propose to postpone something, that you give a time certain rather than it appears to be at infinity right now. So could you clarify your motion?
Nancy?
That would be you, Nancy. Are you proposing to postpone this item until the next regular meeting of the foundation, or just exactly when?
Let me see if she's still on the call or if she got dropped.
Could I make one?
Anita, take the last 2 minutes to address.
Try it again, Nancy. You were muted for some reason. Not me.
Anita has the floor right now. I want her to address the request that Nancy made relative to this issue.
Yes, and I would like the opportunity to write it out for the board and also for the management team to review, but I also would like for your auditors to, quite frankly, review it also and tell us the proper way of recording it. I mean, we already know how to, and this is an opinion, but I'd rather that they chime in, quite frankly, and direct us also.
And this is Lydia in response to the same thing.
Okay, Lydia, quickly, we've run out of time. Well, you actually have a few seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, so I feel that we, over the years, we always have where to book things, right? And it has not always been memorialized by a PMB vote. I think it needs to be. I think that was the purpose of this motion. I think there are two critical things that go beyond what is the accounting practice. It's what the Pacifica National Board sets as a policy or practice. In this case, it was the unique situation of the loan and the loan document, which resets everything, including the ongoing discussions about who owns what over the years. And so it is not just an accounting of where you're going to put the numbers. It is as a result of this loan document, the transaction that actually took place, what does the loan document say, how it shifted a debt away from WBAI by virtue of the loan and a vote by the Pacifica National Board. That's what is at issue. So it requires more than the input of NETA or a CPA or whatever. I have no problem with that kind of input, of course. But we also have to understand that it is the board that's tasked with the policy. Thank you.
So, Nancy, so I would like to amend my motion to say that we postpone it until the next meeting.
And what member first second the motion, since we had several or two or three? Who was the first for the record?
I think it was simultaneous.
Nancy's original motion.
Okay.
And I second that, Grace.
I'm sorry. This is Eileen.
We got that, Madam Secretary. So we do have a motion on the floor. Are there any objections to the motion as it's been stated? Are there any objections?
Excuse me, I would like to...
I think I have an objection.
Okay, I only want to hear objections. Hold on. Nancy, with the request for information. Please be quiet. Please. We just can't speak out of turn.
Request for information.
I heard an objection, and I want to hear that member objection.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I'm the one who objected.
Go ahead.
I would like for you to clarify what motion. Are you talking about the one that Grace put forward or the one that Nancy put forward about postponing it until the next meeting?
Yes, ma'am. We would always be referring to the most recent one. So the most recent one would have been Nancy's motion to postpone Ms. Aaron's motion. That would be the
proper order. Then I have no objection. I support postponing it until everybody can get on the same page.
That's why I wanted to hear your objection. I kind of figured that. So now we don't have any objections.
Nancy, this is Grace.
I kind of have an objection.
Okay, I'd like to hear your objection. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, this really does not have to do anything to do with the audit. This is instructions to NETA and what the will of the board is in terms of the responsibility for specific items. And that's two items, the anything having to do with the loan or the settlement with the Empire State Building. the board decided in the past, but didn't immortalize it, that that would be shifted, the responsibility shifted to the national office away from WBAI. And the second thing is the title for the building 1921 to 1925 Martin Luther King Way, which is the national office forever, 20 or 25 years. The title report states that that's owned by the Pacifica Foundation. All assets are owned by the Pacifica Foundation. However, the sale, the proceeds from the sale of that building were entered in as income to the KPFA income in 2018. That's improper. The sale of the that asset, the proceeds belong recorded in the national office income because it's a national office asset. It was never a part of KPFA. It should not be on KPFA's books. So there's two simple things in this motion. However, if you want to postpone it, that's fine. But this is to clarify how NETA should be booking things in 2018 so that we can get the audit finished. If the will of the body is to postpone, that's fine. But this is not a complex motion, even though it seems to be. And I'm sorry, we hit a roadblock with sorting these things out, and we were hoping for help from the board to do these simple things.
Okay, madam.
I'd like to
Nancy.
Hold on, please. Timekeeper, could you give me the status of this?
Mr. Chair, I was about to ask for the floor to your timekeeper, Paulina. I got slightly confused about the time. I believe we've been out of time for a couple of minutes now, but I wasn't sure which
would
have happened with that item. So, yeah, that's my
report. Based on my time, we 5 minutes past the allotted time. So
that's right.
That's now up for
Mr. Chair, I withdraw my objection. Let's postpone this. We're not going to have time for it tonight.
Well, as you very well know, once the motion is out there, it's the board. So what is the board's pleasure? In terms, do you want to vote on postponing this item until the next scheduled meeting?
As I get any objections.
Are there any objections to postponing this item? Okay, hearing none, it is so postponed until the next meeting. Now, we have, let's see. We've got two more items on part of the agenda. So let's go ahead and deal with the hiring freeze. No, the adjustment to Pacifica's operations in the time of coronavirus is the item that's on the floor now.
Okay. Chair Paulina, your timekeeper.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think we missed my item D, financial info for each station and unit. Item.
Actually, that's what we had gone to, but that's what Grace was able to put her motion in because we had expended time on the previous item. So that train has left the station. But if you do have a question, you have the right to ask it. Ask basically any question you want any of these items. I'm sure that's what you're speaking because you did defer.
No, actually, I'm looking at the updated agenda, and that's what I'm guiding myself by. That's why I was confused about the timekeeping. So item 5, joint IED and ICFO report and Q&A, has A, B, C, D, E, and F. For C, that was the motion we had just heard, and we just adopted the postponing the consideration of the motion that was under 5C. 5D now is financial info for each station and unit. Am I wrong? The next one will be...
go ahead anyway with the motion, even though we're past that allotted time. And so for the sake of the body, I know that there was some smart remark made previously, but I've only tried to be a traffic cop here. I have not stated any of my preferences or questions. I've been quite uncharacteristically neutral on these items. So my goal tonight is to get us through this agenda. And I hope I have displayed that I've had no opinion. I've had no questions. I am just trying to run a tight ship. So, Helena, if you have a question, we are on D.
Yeah, yeah.
We are,
my question is, what do the IED and the ICFO have to report on the financial info for each station and unit as per item 5D of the agenda, which is now should now be in order? Thank you. And because I already asked my other question about the ICFO providing information to the finance committees for each unit. But that's, yeah, it's a general question on item 5D of the agenda I'm looking at that has a time of 10 minutes.
Could I comment, Anita?
Hello?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I was just going to respond to her comment. The financials for all the units was sent by Chris today, I believe. So if you have any questions for us, you can send him or and myself an email if you'd like. Be happy to answer all your questions as we can.
I appreciate quick follow-up, 2 seconds. Is this public information?
Pardon me?
Is this considered to be public information that can be shared with the full local finance committee members? Great. Wonderful. That's all I wanted to know. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay,
Robin, back on this item.
Go ahead, Robin.
We voted last year to make the affiliates an independent department of the national office with independent reporting, and that has never been incorporated in NIDA's reports, and we really would like to see that happen because it's very important to show how the affiliate network is operating in the black very well. So we'd like to see if NIDA can find a way to implement that be reported as a separate department on these statements.
Yes.
This is Eileen. May I comment on that?
Well, before you do that, Eileen,
just quickly.
Eileen, do you have anything to say to that?
Yes, I do.
Was that a question directed to me? This is Anita.
Yes. Anita, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I will look into his request. Absolutely.
Okay.
And this is Lydia. I wanted to comment on that also.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, the affiliates unit is operating in the black, and so is Archives. So those are the two other units of the national office. And we have had to, in the last month, had to tap affiliates, and Ursula was very gracious, because we had to compensate for issues at another station, KPFK, in this particular instance, and a little bit for WBAI, a much lesser amount. And Ursula was very gracious to advance us that money until we can replenish it, hopefully immediately. And so the challenges, as I said, continue throughout. The archives, although it's in the black, it's operating in the black and has a grant it expects to get as well, but it was it had its fund drive in the middle of this COVID-19, and it did not do as well as it traditionally does. It usually raises $80,000-$100,000, and this time it was only $20,000. Now they also reduced the amount of the premiums given the strain on our membership. We were getting emails how people are being laid off and so on and so forth. So that's an ongoing challenge for the units, but those two units and certainly affiliates continues in the black, and its reporting is impeccable in terms of its finances.